180 people have died on roads in the state so far this year. That's more than last year. Ireland is one of the few European countries where road deaths are increasing. The rise in deaths in recent years prompted the last government to look for outside advice on what to do with the Road Safety Authority. Indicon recommended splitting the agency in two, separating responsibility for services like licences and testing and another on safety campaigns. The government agreed and promised more resources too. The then Minister of State, James Lawless, called the decision binding and unlikely to be reversed by a new government. Now, over a year later, with the new government, they've changed their minds. Sean Canney is the current Minister of State with responsibility for road safety. He's with us now. Sean Canney, good morning.
Good morning, Kevin.
Why did you change your mind?
Well, I came into office as Minister for Transport with responsibility for road safety last January. Since that, I have been working closely with the RSA and with my department officials, trying to rectify some of the issues that are not working right within the RSA. One of the issues was in relation to driver testing. I directed them what to do there. They have taken on more driver testers, which they should have done the year before that. Then now we're up to a complement of 190. I think this week it'll be 196. And I expect in January, February, we will have it to the full complement of 200. We have reduced the driving testing time from an average of 27 weeks nationally. It was down to 10 weeks, which is the service level agreement. It's beginning to climb again. The reason it is beginning to climb is, and I won't beat about the bush here, is that we still haven't the full complement of driver testers in place. We have three driving test centres, two open. One of them opened this week. There's two more which are being delayed. And I have spoken to the RSA about that this week.
Oh, okay.
The chief executive and chair. So there are things that, but what I'm saying to you is that I have also visited the offices of the RSA. I've spoken to the staff. I was in Loughrea, I was in Shannon, and I was in Ballinaire, and I wanted to get a clearer picture of what actually the work they do, how they do it.
But hang on a second. An independent report which your predecessor, who's still in cabinet, hired, paid for, and endorsed, agreed that road safety needed big reforms and that splitting the organisation was key. James Lawless said last November that changing the RSA, splitting it, would realise, quote, substantial benefits with improved provision of key road safety services. Are you saying that the report was wrong, that James Lawless was wrong?
No, I'm not, and I don't want to get into an argument about that, but I would say that in my experience working in the private sector, sometimes it's better to look what the problem is rather than just doing something to change it.
That's what your predecessor paid for her report to find out, and you're ignoring that. What evidence are you basing your change of mind on?
I'm basing on the evidence of what improvements have been made within the RSA in the last 12 months. And more improvements will be coming. And I've met on a number of occasions with the chief executive and the new chair of the board and I want them to bring forward to me in January what steps they will take to actually improve the service that they're delivering. And I think the biggest area of non-delivery would be in the area of, we say, the road safety campaigns and being visible, more visible. They are an authority, the Road Service, Road Safety Authority is an authority that should be out there and should be more engaging in relation to the fight against road collisions and road deaths. And I do believe that from my experience over the last year, a lot of things, if I waited to split the organisation before which I directed them what to do with the driver and testing, we still would have a 27-week lead-in time. So what I'm saying is that it's better to solve the problems that are within the organisation than to be just splitting it up. It's a small organisation. It's maximum 500 people. Creating two boards, two chief executives, creating all of that. But what actually are you achieving by it? And I've read the Indicon report and I take on board what they have said.
But you're ignoring its key advice.
I'm the key advice, they produced a number of different options, and I've decided at this stage it is better to try and work within so that we actually get a more efficient and a more working road safety authority. They do a huge amount of work. The driving testing, the truck testing, they're responsible for all of that, as well as the road safety messaging. And I think there is a lot of room for improvement, and I will be working with them, with my department officials, to make sure that we bring in these changes rather than it, you'd take another thing with it, Gavin, if you were to say, right, okay, we'll split the organisation in two, and by the time you have it all up and running, you'll have 12 months gone by and people say, oh, we're splitting the organisation, we're doing this, that and the other. I want action now. I don't want to remain this time next year talking about how it's working. I do believe the ingredients are there to have a better road safety authority. Okay. And my intention is to deliver that.
We were talking to Susan Gray, road safety campaigner, earlier. She was pointing out that the road safety authority, through the National Driver License Service Records, court disqualifications in driver records, and that there have been mismatches, as Susan told us, and as acknowledged to a PQ from Emer Curry in the Dáil last month, so that people who should be disqualified from driving aren't. But there's no record of how many. Why not?
Again, it's part of this is the court services, as opposed to, and I'm working with Jim O'Callaghan and all of that. We're bringing in new legislation. We're bringing in technology so that the Gardaí will be able to check the car, check the license of the driver, the car, is it in place, is there penalty points, all of this type of thing. All of these things are being, I suppose, being reformed on the basis that, okay...
Do you know the scale of the problem?
I don't know the scale of the problem.
Why
I've
not?
Asked my officials to, I've asked my officials to come back to me with a report from the RSA, and also, as I say, it is also, it's a core services issue, so we need to talk to them as well about it and see how we can tighten up on that.
So there are people who are being disqualified from driving in court and that they're out driving because it's not on their licence, is that right?
Absolutely, and there's a lot of anomalies. You have, even like learner permits, you have people who have maybe 14, 15, 16 learner permits without actually ever doing a driving test. And that is something that I have directed the RSA to sort out. It has been resolved to a certain extent. I'm bringing in regulations. But in the meantime, the reason why we have an uptake now in driver testing, more appointments are being looked for the simple reason that those people who have their permits are now actually know they have to do their test so that they won't be on the road illegally. And I think that is another part of it.
Okay.
Again, and just to answer the question in relation to Susan, whom I communicate with regularly, it is important to say that, yes, there has been an uplift in the waiting times over the last 2 or 3 weeks. That is as a result of additional people looking to apply for the test.
And you made that point earlier. Yes. Separately, yeah. Minister, after on one of the other stories we were speaking about this morning, after getting an extension on spreading slurry for a few more years, is your government going to finally sign off on the EU's biggest ever trade deal with South America?
Well, there again, I would say to you that that decision is there to be made yet. We have to, there's negotiations going on in Europe. The programme for government states very, very clearly that the Mercosur deal as it was and that in its format at that stage was not acceptable to Ireland, and we'd work with like-minded countries. We have got some changes. Them changes are still being fluctuating.
Are those changes enough for your government to sign off on this
deal? At the moment, I would say because they're in flux, they're changed, there's amendments being proposed, and the picture isn't fully clear yet. But I would say that we need to make sure that we have our farmers protected, and we got the derogation on the nitrates for 3 years, but we have other things like the cap coming up. We have the issue with the fishermen at the moment, which we need to address. We have lots of issues that we need to get ahead of, including the issue with the Mercosur deal is complicated in that Europe is still talking about it. It hasn't come to a vote yet. It was expected it might happen yesterday. It may not be until the new year. So until we see the final draft and the final paperwork, we will be working with like-minded countries to try and improve it, to protect our farmers.
Sean Canley, Minister of State with the responsibility for road safety. Thank you very much for speaking with us this morning. It's 8:30. You're listening to Morning Ireland. Kate Carolyn has the latest news.